You're listening to SBS News.
Working from home won't just be a phenomenon confined to the pandemic. A new Productivity Commission report predicts overall numbers will remain high long after the lockdowns have gone. Andy Withers is a senior editor for an international sports media company, and like many, he's happy to be spending more time at home while he works.
There's not a day goes by that I don't feel grateful for the advantages and the privileges that I have. Certainly with regard to my professional life, I fully appreciate there's an awful lot of people aren't in the position where they can work from home.
Around two-thirds of the working population don't have that option, but for those that do, the potential benefits are there for workers and employers alike. Michael Brennan is the chair of the Productivity Commission, and he believes the shift to working from home has more upsides than downsides.
Of course you want to understand it, you want to keep a close eye on it and monitor it, but you really don't want to stand in the way where technology might offer up new opportunities or open up new possibilities for workers and firms to work things out as they see fit.
The report stresses the negative sides to working from home, including an impact on mental health. And union leaders say there are other unwanted byproducts. Michelle O'Neill is the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions.
What we found when we did a survey last year was that the vast bulk of workers who were working from home at that time were doing at least 2 hours of extra work that they'd be doing on top of their normal hours of work they would have been doing in the workplace. And many of those extra hours were unpaid hours.
And further to that concern, Ms. O'Neill has raised the issue that women are facing extra demands.
For the majority of working women, they've also had the extra responsibility in terms of assisting with home learning and caring responsibilities. So it's not an even picture in terms of who's doing that extra homework on top of the work from home.
The Productivity Commission's Michael Brennan says the report concludes a mix of home and office-based work will be the ideal scenario.
The model that many businesses appear to be focused on as the best way to reconcile the desire to provide a bit of flexibility for workers to work from home some of the time, but also to get the benefits of in-person interaction. Perhaps a hybrid model that allows people some flexibility to be working from home some of the time, but also has people in the office much of the time, might be the sweet spot.
Worker Andy Withers says it's a solution that he finds allows him to be more productive.
I'm probably more productive at home. Just the fact that you don't have the hour plus commute in the morning and in the evening, so you're actually starting fresher. You've not had an hour on public transport and battling other commuters and trains running late and so on and so forth. I probably do find myself a little bit more productive, but certainly no less productive, that's for sure.
John Baldock, SBS News.